Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Welcome to Apparently, the podcast for absolutely average parents. I'm Ann Johnsos.
And I'm Tracy Weiner. Ann and I have been friends for a very long time at WGN.
Yeah, we started here in the 90s. I produced Bob Collins and Roy Leonard.
And I produced Spike and Cochran.
So we spent our 20s as wing women for each other. And it didn't work out very well.
But then it did. And we found the right guys and we stood up in each other's weddings.
And then we had babies within weeks of each other. And we went from producers to reproducers.
We make it look easy.
Which brings us to this podcast. We want to talk about topics that intrigue us and you and provide some knowledge to other average parents.
We're average. We're not experts. So we'll tackle these topics with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, we get the experts. And I fully expect to embarrass myself along the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we already have.
So welcome to Apparently.
We make it look easy. We make it look good. When everybody sees it, they stop and take a look.
So apparently there are a lot of things for families to listen to during their summer road trips.
Like the radio?
No. Hello. We do podcasts. Podcasts. Can you?
All right. So you brought this up and I was floored because I was like, kids don't listen to podcasts, do they?
Well, there's a lot of them.
I know.
What did you do on family road trips?
We had books on tape for sure.
Ah!
Yeah. And my parents, it was like John Le Carré. He was like the mystery guy. And we were all like, like it was so boring.
Rolling your eyes.
Yes,
like, oh
yes.
My gosh.
But then we'd get to Florida and no one wanted to get out of the car because we're like, oh no, we got to find out who killed him.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I just remember the 8-track tapes. Remember 8-track?
Yes.
I'm totally dating myself now, but.
Actually, if you bring up 8-track tapes, then you have to also bring up the fact that Mrs. Chapman smoked and put on makeup at the same time while listening to the 8-track tape. So that was the 70s.
It rolled around. I could see they would just like kind of when you would make a turn, they would just like run around on the ground, on the floor mats. And it was like Linda Ronstadt, Oak Ridge Boys, the Eagles. So we had to, endure Dad's music while we were going. And we had, did you have a CB radio?
Yes, we did.
So our family road trips consisted every summer of going to Minnesota to see my grandma and grandpa, my mom's folks, and they were on a farm. So we're talking about 20 minutes from the Canadian border. So in the family grocery getter, you know, the wood paneled station wagon.
Yes.
We had one.
Yep.
And we were in the car for a very long time. So
this is before your dad had the conversion van?
Yes, before the van. Yes. We're talking 1980, so I was like 8. And he had a CB radio, and I remember just thinking that was the coolest thing in the whole world.
Totally. And I remember listening to the Truckers, right?
Uh-huh.
And do you remember the movie? What was it?
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes, Smokey and the Bandit, yep. For sure. Yes. But we would listen to the Truckers to get traffic reports, essentially,
yeah,
right?
That was what you did. That's how you managed to make the right decisions on which route you were going to go.
Yeah.
With summer construction. Yeah. My dad was a cookie duster.
What the heck does that mean?
He had a mustache at the time. I think he was trying to be like Burt Reynolds.
Speaking of Burt Reynolds,
yeah.
Yes.
And so I remember just thinking that was the coolest thing. And I think we were floating around in the back seat. It was not like the 5-point harness and like rear facing all that stuff.
Right.
I think I was moving around the cab of the car often.
Sure, sure.
Like going to the front to talk on the CB radio. But that was that's what we did in the car.
I was a little chick. My dad let me have my own handle.
You had your own?
Yes. And just so you know, it got a lot of response from the airwaves because they'd be like, 10-4, little chick. What's up, little chick? And my dad's like, all right, that's enough. That's enough.
Wait, yeah. And you're like the squeaky little voice because you're like 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be some hot chick.
Yeah, totally thought that. Too
An
little
adult.
A chick, yes. Also, we could put it on like a PA system. So we would pull up to the farms nearby because I grew up in rural America. And my dad would pull up next to the cows and go, moo, and scare the cows. I don't know exactly how it worked, but RCB was also a PA.
That's awesome. I don't remember that. Like, thinking now and how bringing it to modern day, like, I don't think my kids could survive a road trip doing that without their iPads or iPhones or something and just being plugged in and totally oblivious to everything in the car.
I don't think my kids have ever looked out the window.
Isn't that happens to
yeah.
me too?
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
I even bought, have you ever gotten the road bingo? You know, those bingo cards?
No, but that sounds awfully cool.
It was. So it was like highway bingo. And so we would, when they were younger, they don't really want to do it anymore. But so we would hand out these bingo cards and it would be like if you saw a cop car or a truck or a semi and then you would mark it off and then whoever had bingo.
Yeah.
That lasted for a little while.
Did you ever do I Spy with My Little Eye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate that.
I'm like, come on.
I see something blue, but then it's like 3 miles behind
yeah,
us by
yeah.
the time.
Like, it was that car that turned left a mile back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that it would be interesting to talk about other things that we can do on summer road trips. And considering we do a podcast, I came across this article that, have you ever heard of family podcasts?
No, I have not. So, I mean, well, you told me about them. So yes, now I have.
So I thought that it would be interesting to talk to somebody to give us a heads up on some podcasts that could maybe kill time in the car and bring everyone together to one thing. Like we've done you talked about books on tapes and mm-hmm. bingo and I Spy and all that stuff, but podcasts are pretty relevant nowadays. Hello, we are doing one.
Right.
So I thought it'd be interesting to get one to talk about some that are family related.
And also cool to listen to as a family so we can talk about it as a family because there's so little that we all do at the same time anymore.
Yes.
That we could actually say, what'd you think of that? And have a conversation.
Yes. It's yeah. a starter for a conversation.
Yep.
So Franny Yusefari is the Associate Managing Editor of Common Sense Media. She's a writer, producer, and an avid consumer of pop culture, and she joins us today. Hi, Franny.
Hi there.
So I absolutely love your website. I tell Anne this all the time. There isn't a single day that goes by that I am not looking at Common Sense Media for a review of a book, an app, or a movie. And I just, when I came across, I was looking up a movie to rent for my kids, and I saw your article about the podcast, and I'm like, ding, 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 ding. I think that would be a good idea for an episode. Can you tell us about your organization?
Yeah, so Common Sense Media is the leading nonprofit independent organization dedicated to everything kids, media, and tech, and how to basically deal with all of these devices and websites and all the media onslaught in the 21st century. So, like you said, podcasts are really in. And so it's one of our most requested things to review. We review movies, books, apps, video games, but we don't have that. We even review YouTube channels, but we don't officially have podcast reviews, but it's something that I'm very interested in. It's a lot of parents are interested in. So we decided to pick some of our favorites and let people know that there are podcasts for kids. It's not all about, you know, murders and cults and that type of stuff.
Serial, yeah.
So on your website, so you have editors like yourself that review content, but you also, one of the really cool things about your site, I like the parent and kid reviews as well for movies and books and so on. So, you know, you spell out specifically, in fact, just this weekend, my kids watched The Martian with me.
I loved The Martian.
It was a great movie, but I wanted to look it up and just make sure. And the review that you had online spelled out anything, so I knew ahead of time because it was an adult movie, so I wasn't
sure. Adult language.
Yeah. So I used the review to make the decision about, yep, I think they're ready for that. I think that that's not that big a deal. They've seen worse or whatever. So so people can put their own reviews on for books and so on too?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some parents think, we try and call out everything, but most parents trust other parents, and that's why we put it out there. And, you know, kids also, you know, as young as 5 or 6, like to talk about their favorite media. And so, you know, sometimes they're more honest than the parents about whether or not it's okay for them to be watching it or reading it or playing it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when the kid reviews are on there, I'm like, okay, that's just ridiculous. I would not let my 8-year-old watch that movie or something. So I take it into consideration what the child says. But when they're saying that they're 8 and then they can watch a teenage movie, like something that you're saying is for 16-year-olds, I kind of throw that one out the water. That's,
although we disagree, Franny. I let my little girls watch Glee because I'm a total like weirdo. And Glee. Yeah, Glee. But you didn't let your 12-year-old watch it, right?
Yeah, she hasn't seen it yet. No.
And we were in the car the other day, all of us, and it came up, and my kids were like, "You haven't seen Glee?" And Tracy's daughter was like, "You have seen Glee?" So we have different standards over here.
Right, but at least you throw it all out there and your editor reviews plus your parents, and so you can absorb it all and make an informed decision. So that's why I love your website.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, we don't mind if people have different ratings or ages of appropriateness. That's our whole viewpoint. But parents know best, even average ones.
Yep.
What? Even average ones.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
So let's get into the article that you wrote. You had 7 awesome podcasts for little kids. So you broke down your stories by age group. So you have ones for little kids and then teens and tweens. Want to talk about a little bit about the ones for little kids? And by little kids, what age group are you suggesting?
So when we talk little kids, we're usually talking about 6 and under. There's a difference between, 5 or 6-year-old and a 7 or 8-year-old and what they like to listen to or watch and what they can handle. So we wanted to make sure that we were giving age-appropriate picks. And these ones are a little bit more gentle, a little bit more focused on positive messages and fairy tales, folk tales, goofy stories that, you know, maybe a 10 or 12-year-old would just not be into. They'd just be totally over it.
Right. So do you want to list off the ones that you listed in the article and say a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the newest ones in the world of podcasts is called Highlights Hangout, and it's by the same folks who do Wow in the World, the NPR Kids podcast, if you are familiar with that one. And it's, you know, the Highlights magazine that we all remember.
But, I grew up on that magazine.
You know, the audio version. And so it's all the same characters, a lot of the same, you know, favorites in the magazine, just kind of updated for the 21st century. It's a lot of fun.
That's
really
cool.
High energy. So
cool. Okay.
If your little kids are really into the exciting sound effects type thing, that one is a go-to. And if you need something a little bit quieter, maybe for a bedtime or, you know, a nighttime road trip, there's things like Circle Round or Little Stories for Tiny People. These are these just really sweet stories with fun characters and really good messages that, you know, even parents will like to listen to. A couple of my favorites, a little bit more on the comedy side. There's this podcast has fleas, which is...
That's literally the name of it. This podcast has fleas.
Yeah, this one was brought to my attention by one of my colleagues at Common Sense, who has a 7-year-old stepdaughter, and she's like, I cannot stop listening to it. It's so funny. The premise is a dog and a cat living in the same house have their own podcast where they talk about how fun it is to be a dog and a cat. Great voice cast, including cameos by Alec Baldwin, Jay Farrow, you know, those comedians that you'll be like, oh, I recognize this voice. It's so funny. But it's something that kids can enjoy and, you know, parents can enjoy with them, which I think for kids media is so important.
Absolutely. So you're not having to endure it.
Another just wild and wacky one is called Story Pirates. It's been around for quite some time. They have a YouTube channel and a live show even. And it's just a bunch of kids' stories reenacted by adult comedians who are pirates.
So do they speak with
talk to the kids who wrote the stories, and you know, you get to hear like, why did you make that fish a police officer? And they will tell you, you know, their thought process. It's really fun.
And how long do these podcasts go? Are they half an hour? Are they an hour? Are they? I've heard that some of them get strung together so that you can have a longer version.
Yeah, it totally varies. A lot of these ones for little kids are shorter because, you know, attention spans. But they will last anywhere from, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to all about half an hour, almost never longer than that for these ones.
Okay.
One of the ones you have listed on the little kid one is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. And that is actually a book that I purchased as a Kickstarter back in the day for my daughter. And I absolutely love this book. I think there's a second book out, a second edition. Is this just somebody reading the stories?
And this one also is Road Trip Approved by Common Sense. And one of our executive editors listened to it with her 6-year-old and 4-year-old. And said it was one of the better road trips they've had in a long time.
So is the Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls just they're reading the stories from the book?
It's not exactly reading them. They're telling them as if they're stories. So it's a little bit longer than the book. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, a page per person. So it's stretched out to maybe 20 minutes. But they're really fascinating and captivating. And if you love the book, you'll definitely enjoy the podcast.
Would a tween like it still?
Yeah, it's simple enough that a kid can follow it, but, you know, I loved it. I thought it was really fun to listen to.
It's so empowering.
And the women who read it are also accomplished and awesome women in their own right. So it's really interesting to get the perspective of the historical women with the modern women as the representatives.
Oh, the guest speaker, the person that reads about the...
Yeah, they have a different narrator each time.
I love this book. It's so... Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh. Never.
Oh, I'll have to loan it to Sophie. It's awesome.
What's it about?
It's literally biographies of historical, powerful women who kicked butt, basically, in history that did something amazing. Or would you concur, Franny?
Oh, yeah. So it's everything from musicians to advocates to... historical figures, just any woman with a awesome kick butt story, for lack of a better word.
Yes, that's how my daughter Kate and I talk about it. Just strong women. So I would highly recommend that one, because the book, I can only imagine hearing it would be just as engaging as reading the book.
Oh, it definitely is.
Okay, so those are some. So for the little kids. Circle Round, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, Highlight Hangouts, Little Stories for Tiny People, Story Pirates, and This Podcast Has Fleas.
That one sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, you know, if your listeners are interested in any of these, there's links on our site on commonsensemedia.org.
Yes, I used your website to link to it last night to read, to listen to some of them. So. Okay, so why don't we step into the tweens and teens now? So this is for, obviously, a little bit older set.
Yeah, and you all have tweens yourselves, so these might be
perfect
a little
for them.
Bit more interesting to you.
So which one is your favorite of these?
I mean, a podcast that I listen to all the time is called Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. I'm a big Potter fan.
Uh-huh.
And two former divinity school students who just treat the Harry Potter books as if they were holy. And so they, each week they do a chapter starting from the beginning, they're all the way up to the fourth Harry Potter book. And it's just a really positive, you know, it's not religious, but it's very spiritual. Just get to talk about the human condition with your favorite story characters. I think it's really powerful, really sweet.
So they take a chapter of the Harry Potter book, like starting from book one, and just talk about it, about what happens in that chapter, like the big picture type of...
Through a theme, so it's like, you know, this week we're going to talk about, you know, grief, and so what does it mean, where do we see this in the book, and so kids who like Harry Potter will enjoy, you know, the fact that they're talking about their books, but also it's great for their reading comprehension skills. It's, you know, kind of educational as well as being really entertaining.
And you also mentioned, though, that there are spoilers. So if you haven't read the books, then that might be something you want to hold off on, right?
Yeah, real Potter fans should definitely try it. And if you haven't read the books yet, maybe read the books first.
Sure.
Okay. What's another one?
One that interests me is The Dear Hank and John. My daughter loves John Green, starting with Fault in Our Stars, but he's everything he's written, we have pretty much consumed. And his brother is a YouTuber? Tell me about that. I didn't even know that Hank Green existed. Who is he?
Hank Green and John Green are actually YouTubers and bloggers. They're really big in community, and now they have a podcast together. So, you know, it feels like you're in a living room with two people who just know each other, and they like to give advice. And, you know, John Green's books are just, you know, they're so popular with tweens and teens, and they're so rich emotionally. Mm-hmm. You just get to these really deep topics, and they address these in this podcast as well, but, you know, with a lot of humor and fun and jokes.
So is it a structured, is it like the kids write questions to them and it's their take on the question or how they would answer it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can either write in or record a message, a question in, and they'll do their best to answer them. And they really do range from really silly, like, you know, what do I do with the ends of a loaf of bread, to like, how do I deal with this deep emotional topic?
Awesome. Okay, cool. What's another one you like?
One that I can't get enough of is called 6 Minutes, and it's done by the same creators of another really great teen and tween podcast called The Unexplainable Disappearance of Mars Patel. And these ones are more like audiobooks almost. They're dramas. They're fictional dramas, but featuring a voice cast of real kids. And so it's really relatable, really just captivating, engaging. And 6 Minutes is about an 11-year-old girl named Holiday who's in the middle of basically a spy mystery. And you only get 6-minute chunks at a time. So it really gets for road trips if you stick them all together in a long, you know, on repeat. But if you're listening regularly, you only get a little chunk. And so, you know, you're reading on the edge of your seat for the next little bit.
Yeah, that's a tease.
And that's so rare, too, because our kids binge watch and binge listen to everything. So to have them actually wait for something to be released
exactly.
is shocking.
Yeah.
It's good for self-control.
Yeah.
Okay, what's another one you like?
A couple for science fans. These will be probably familiar to parents as well. Radiolab and Science Friday. They've been around for years and years, but they're still just as great. And they're more, you know, a little bit science heavy, so younger kids might not be able to follow, but for, you know, older kids with, you know, any interest in the natural world or, you know, physics and, you know, space, any of that, they're just really interesting, really expert level science, and but like with a twist, you know, you're not just like, and now class, here's the definition of the cell and all of that stuff. It's a really captivating series.
Cool. Franny, tell us about Pants on Fire. I think that one sounds very funny.
It is very funny. This one is better for younger tweens. It's kind of kid-friendly. Basically, it's trying to get a tween, so usually around 9 or 10, to guess which of two experts in quotes, is the real expert and which one is lying. And so they get to interview these two people and figure out, you know, who's the liar, Pants on Fire.
Like a game
show. It's
really
funny. And it's, you know, it puts the kids in the spot. And I think if you're listening along, you get to kind of decide, like, what do I believe? Whose evidence is more compelling? Whose tells are more obvious? It's a lot of fun.
It's a host and then a sound effects robot, right? So that.
Yeah, it's not really a robot, I'm pretty sure. But, okay. You know, I'll believe it. The podcast, you know, you don't get a picture.
Sure.
But it's Lisa, but it's not a woman. It's a male robot, for as much as robots have genders.
Right.
And
right.
They're kind of help guide the kid and help them figure out hopefully the right one.
Okay.
It's tricky.
So what about stuff do you miss in history class? My kids are huge into, they love history. We saw Hamilton, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been reading biographies of Hamilton and whatever. So the history part, what's that one about?
Yeah, and I also love Hamilton.
Yeah,
word.
And one of the things that musical did is it took this lesser known figure, you know, you're just like, oh, that guy, and put him at the center of a story. And that's kind of what this podcast does too. It's done by the people at How Stuff Works.
Okay.
And so they're really good at just taking something and breaking it down and explaining it. And this one, it takes, you know, these people and stories, you know, a lot of cool women, a lot of underrepresented groups, and tells you things that you might have missed. And they're really interesting and it makes you feel both really educated and also like, oh my goodness, how did I miss this huge event? But so for older kids with a interest in history, it's really interesting. And for this one, their website is really great. They've been doing it, you know, 3 times a week for a long time. So if they have a particular area of history they're interested in, they can really focus down. So whether it's, you know, civil rights or the Renaissance or different places around the world, they can really focus in on things that they're interested in.
So Tracy has a boy. I only have girls, but the one called What's Good Games seems like it would appeal to boys, and yet it's hosted by all women. Tell us about that podcast.
What's Good Games, it's definitely for gamers. So this one is for kids who really like video games because these girls know their stuff. You know, there's a lot of talk in the video game industry about how it's, you know, not necessarily welcoming to women or very male heavy, but, you know, you're not going to think, oh, these are girls who like video games. You're like, oh, these are video gamers who happen to be women. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's a little bit inside baseball. It's, you know, if you're not a gamer, you probably won't be able to follow it. But if you are, they talk about everything. It's, you know, what's big, everything from Fortnite to E3, any of that stuff. And the podcast itself is okay for younger listeners, but the games that they're talking about can be kind of graphic or violent. So before you listen, you might want to make sure that the games are appropriate for your kids, or else, you know, they'll want to play after they leave these.
Yeah, you open a can of worms and you're like, I can't put them back.
Yeah, and we've talked about Fortnite and whether or not it's appropriate. So that's definitely a good sort of disclaimer there.
Exactly.
And then what about Who Would Win?
So this one, my cousin has three boys, and they're always playing this game, you know, who would win, you know, Luke Skywalker, Spider-Man, Deadpool, or Kylo Ren, and all these characters who don't meet up in these fantasy, sci-fi, or comic book worlds. But, you know, these fans come together and they debate who would win. And so it's, you know, not necessarily, you know, it's the same quality. You're going to get some audio issues. But, you know, if you've ever played this game or wondered, it, you know, really lively debates, really, you know, detailed, you know, down to the specific superpowers of each character. And so, you know, if you're nerdy or geeky like I am, you'll really just be impressed by the thought that goes into it.
And you mentioned that the audio quality is not quite as high as some of the other ones, but the content is worth it for the geeks among us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the ones on here are shows that have been around a long time with a lot of resources behind it, but some of them are new and up-and-comers. And, you know, that's the great thing about podcasts is anyone with a great idea can make a name for themselves. And it's all about the quality. It's not necessarily just the audio quality that matters.
Sure, not just production. One that is highly produced and totally appealing to me as a grown-up is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. But you're saying that is, even though some of the content is a little bit adult, you still think that's worthwhile for teens to listen to?
I absolutely think so. I think especially in high schoolers, they want to be up to date with what the adults are talking about, especially ones who are like to keep up with the news. And the format of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is just, you know, can't be beat. You get to test your knowledge in a game show-like format and, you know, making inside jokes. They do get a little racy sometimes, mm-hmm. but if your teens are mature enough to handle it, it's a great one to listen to together. It gives you an entry point into talking about these issues or what's in the news with your kids.
I also like the idea of it being a podcast because sometimes they're so fast and so funny that I miss the joke. So it'd be nice to pause it and be like, wait, what did Paula Poundstone just say? So, you know, I think and then you could actually stop to explain some of the content too, because the kids might not even understand what some of it is, but I do think it's valuable.
Well, I think these are so awesome, and I can't wait to download a bunch of them for my kids and on the road trips. My folks live in Wisconsin, so we're frequently driving to Wisconsin to go for the weekend. And so on these long trips, if there's something that we can all be listening to at the same time and be engaged in, that's just a win in my car. I think it's lonely being the driver when your kids are cracked out in the back with a movie or, like, you know, listening to their music. So this would be so fun.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're all worried about kids and screen time, and so this is a nice way to keep them engaged and interested without being eyeballs glued on the iPad. Or, I mean, it's a way to keep everyone engaged, and, you know, it's hard to come up with ways to talk to kids when they start getting at the age where they're too cool for school.
Well, also listening is a special skill, and you know, so often they're not even doing that. They're viewing. So the idea of having them focus in and using their ears as opposed to just the screen is, I think, a great idea. It's just great.
Thank you so much, Franny, for joining us today. Franny Yusuferi is the associate managing editor of Common Sense Media, and we really appreciate your time today, and hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you for having me. Have a great morning.
You too, Franny. Thank you. Okay, so you just mentioned driving to Wisconsin. I think we're all driving to Wisconsin on Tuesday. So what are you going to listen to?
I think Pants on Fire looks pretty funny. I think Ethan would really like that one.
Yeah, because he would guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, who would win? We do that in our house already.
That's totally not something I knew about. So who would win, like, you know, whether it's Spider-Man versus Superman, that sort of thing?
Yeah, because we're huge Marvel, Star Wars,
right,
like that, you know? So we would have those face-offs all the time. We talk about it. Or we play, another thing we play in the car is I'm a Star Wars character. And then
you have to guess?
But you have to ask yes, no questions. You can't just blurt out the answer. So are you on the dark side or the...
But you can't be like... Are you Princess Leia?
Yeah.
No.
So you have to ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
And we do that one quite a bit, too, because we're kind of Star Wars geeks.
You are geeks, for sure.
That's okay.
Also, the 6 minutes one, I think it looks really good because there's an 11-year-old girl who's in the middle of a mystery. But the idea that it's only 6 minutes kills me because I would want to listen to it for 2 hours.
Yeah, that seems like that does leave you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
And I will also lend you the... Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, because that is absolutely a must-have book in any house with a girl.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I can't believe I didn't see that. Thanks for not telling me about it sooner.
Well, I think that we have a lot of the content to download and bring on our trips now.
So apparently our road trips are not going to be boring anymore.
Yes, we're going to listen together and look out the window at the farms and the barns and the cows like we did in Kick It Old School.
And if my dad were here, he'd go,
"Moo!"
I'm Tracy Weiner.
I'm Ann Johnsos. This is Apparently. We make it look easy.